Welcome back to the Strong and Lean at Any Age podcast. I am Susan Niebergall, and today I'm sitting here with my cup of coffee, looking out the window, watching the pool guys open our pool for the summer, which I'm super pumped about. Pool doesn't look great right now, but it will in a day or two. And also listening to the unbelievably loud cicada racket that's going on outside. And any of you guys that live in the mid-Atlantic region of the United States, you know exactly what I am talking about. We have been invaded by this cicada bug that has been hibernating for 17 years. They come out every 17 years, mate, cause all this commotion, and then they disappear for 17 more years. And it's incredible what they sound like. It is deafening when you walk outside my door. I'm starting to be able to hear them inside now as well. Not nearly as loud, obviously, but the volume is so loud. And I say it sounds like an alien invasion. Now, I have no idea what an alien invasion actually would sound like, but I bet it sounds like this. I have no doubt it sounds exactly like this. And what's been interesting is the past 2 days, we've had cooler weather and some heavy rain. And the sound went way down. Like, it was almost not audible for a couple of days. And I'm assuming it was because the rain maybe washed a lot of them away or whatever. I don't know. But the rain has stopped. The sun's back out. The temps are going way back up. And now they are as loud as ever. It's like they're back with a vengeance. Good news is we only have another, I don't know, week, 2 weeks, maybe, I don't even know how long left of their existence. And then they will disappear for another 17 years. And that's what we're all waiting for around here, because these bugs, you see them everywhere. Sides of fences are covered with them. When you walk, you're stepping all over that. It's awful. So it's time for them to go and come back in 17 more years. So enough cicada talk. Let's now talk about, when should you reduce your calories? This is a really common question, and it's a question that people assume they need to reduce their calories the second something stops working, or what they think is not working for them. So what I mean by that is, let's say you've had some pretty sustainable, steady weight loss from when you started, and now it's not coming off as fast. And you're starting to notice things slowing down a lot. A lot of times the first thought is, okay, I must need to adjust my calories. My body has adjusted. So now it's time for me to reduce. That's one assumption. Another scenario, your weight loss has plateaued. You say, I'm in a plateau. How do I get out of a plateau? I get that question all the time. And essentially it's what we're talking about right now. When should you reduce calories? Listen, a plateau is rarely ever what you think it is. A perceived plateau in your head is this calorie deficit is not working anymore. So I must need to reduce the calories because maybe my body has adjusted, all that kind of stuff. And so then you go ahead and reduce your calories. But plateaus mean a lot of different things. And so let's talk about that. The first thing that a plateau could signify, or I should say a perceived plateau, is that your body's adjusting to a new weight. That's not a negative. That's a positive. That's phenomenal, actually. And it's really normal. We feel like weight loss needs to be steady. It needs to be consistent, on track all the time, meaning steady decline. All the time. No little bursts of flatness in your curve. It is all steady downhill. That's not how it works. And most of y'all know that. Fat loss is not steady like that. You're going to have times where, if you're looking at your graph, for instance, you'll have the trend line is going down, and then it's going to stay flat for a little bit. Then it might go up. And then it's going to come back down a little bit, stay flat, go down a little bit more, stay flat, maybe come up. I mean, your graph line is going to be all over the place. So plateaus are not bad from that perspective whatsoever. And they're really, really, really normal. But generally speaking, what happens when you think you're in a plateau is not that you need to reduce your calories. You're looking in the wrong place. What you need to do is look at how can I improve my consistency? That's where you need to look. We don't often look there first. We're so focused on the number on the scale. And this is a really interesting thing to point out. When you become so uber focused on the number on the scale, the outcome, when you focus only on the outcome, you start lacking focus on the process or how you can improve. We always have ways that we can improve, all of us. Every single one of us can improve with how we're handling either our fat loss or our muscle building or whatever. We have ways that we can get better. And the problem is we let those go by the wayside because we're so focused on the scale, right? So if you were to focus on improving your consistency, you will probably find that that perceived plateau no longer exists. Point being, you've let the consistency go. You're not as consistent as you were at the beginning. That's very common. I think we all kind of do that. You know, it's like when you first start out and you start losing weight, you're all in, right? And you're really focused on how you're doing, what's going on, making sure you're being consistent, and awareness is high, all of that, right? Out of the gate. And so you start seeing some success. But as you start seeing that success and the progress, you start loosening the reins a little bit. You're not as tight with your nutrition as you were. That's kind of human. I think we all do that to a degree. We feel like we have a little more wiggle room. Yeah, it worked. It's okay. I can have a couple drinks tonight. And you do that frequently, right? But we don't think it's a big deal. And in isolation, it's probably not a big deal. But when you loosen the reins day in and day out and think, yeah, this one's okay. I don't have to worry about this, whatever. Then all of a sudden you are eating more than what you were before. And so you're not consistently hitting your calories like you were before, but you kind of think you are, right? So you're not even thinking that. So the issue here is we need to bring consistency back to the table because that's the primary reason that your weight is not moving anymore. And if you start lowering your calories too soon, a couple things are going to happen. You're eventually going to bottom out. Like eventually you're going to have no more room left to lower. And when you start getting really low, yeah, your body's going to adjust to that. That's kind of what happens. That's normal. That is a normal process. It's not bad. And then you will need to reverse that and get back into more of a maintenance kind of mode so your body can catch back up with you and get back to being as efficient as it was before. You are also going to be unnecessarily hungry. Like you're almost going to be punishing yourself. There's no reason to drastically lower your calories if you don't need to, right? It's going to be harder for you to be consistent. You're going to be hungry all the time. Your progress is literally going to slow or stop because you can't be consistent. You can be consistent with super low calories for maybe a day, a couple days. And then what starts to happen is you start straying a little bit over here. You're nibbling a little bit more. You're munching. You're grabbing off your kids' plates. All these little things that together add up. Because you can't maintain such a low number of calories. So that's why you're snacking, you're picking, you're nibbling. Because you're hungry. You're not eating enough. And that's going to lead you to maybe even eating more on the weekends. You know, I've been, quote, good for a couple days. So now I want to go do whatever I want on the weekends. And then in your head, you're thinking, okay, I'm not eating that much more. It's not that much. It's okay. I'll just get back on track, you know, the next day. So you add all of those little things up and yeah, you are over your calories and you can't be consistent with that low number. But you start over again on Monday with that low number and all you remember is, man, I can't even lose weight eating like 1,000 calories. What's wrong with me? All of these things can happen if you start lowering your calories way too soon. Okay. So we don't want you to do that at all. So what do you do? How do you really know when it is time to reduce your calories. And there will be a time, most likely at some point, where you may have to reduce your calories. So here's a couple criteria. So write this down because this is really super important. Okay. Two criteria, basically. You've had no weight loss and no measurement changes over the course of 30 days. And here's the catch, though. The catch is those 30 days, you've been 100% consistent. Yep, you heard that right. 100% consistent. And you've had zero weight loss and zero measurement changes. 30 days, 100% consistent. Then and only then would I recommend you lower your calories from goal weight in pounds times 12 to goal weight in pounds times 11.5. You lower it that little. Now, why such a strict criteria list? Because people will lower too soon. That's really the bottom line, is to keep people from lowering their calories too soon. Think of it this way. Think of, before you lower your calories, give yourself this 30-day challenge. Here's your challenge. 30 days, you hit your calories and your protein 100% of the time. Is 100% consistent realistic for forever? Of course not. Wouldn't want you to be 100% consistent for the long haul. But for this little test drive, yes, it is. 3 weeks minimum, 4 weeks, maybe even better. That means you need to control your food 100% of the time, weigh it, measure it, make sure you're eating what you think you're eating. You track every bite, everything for that period of time. And now you're going to track your weight. You need to track your measurements as well. You track your measurements every couple of weeks, your weight every single day. And then at the end of 30 days, look at the trend in your weight. Don't start comparing your weight Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday, Wednesday to Monday. Don't do that. That doesn't make any sense. Compare your numbers from month to month. So from day one to day 31, day two, day 32, that kind of thing. That's how you want to compare your weight, because you're going to see a trend over time. And if you see that trend line starting to go down, you don't change a thing. You don't change a thing. And here's the other catch. If you take your measurements and your measurements go down, but maybe the scale doesn't go down, you stay right where you are because you're losing fat, and that's working as well. So while this sounds kind of tough, it is a little bit of a tough love thing, isn't it? I mean, it really is. But it has to be that way, because otherwise you will jump to lowering your calories way before you need to. And when you start focusing so much in this 30-day challenge on tracking everything, being accurate, and being on target, you will probably find things start to move again for you. It was the lack of focus that caused the stall, or caused the perceived plateau in the first place. It was just the lack of awareness, the lack of consistency. You thought you were being consistent, but you really weren't. Stuff like that. It's just bringing it to an awareness. And you've heard me say this before, but becoming aware is just the game changer for everything. Becoming aware of your consistency, being honest about that, becoming aware of how many calories you're actually consuming in a day, becoming aware of your workout habits, becoming aware of your technique in the gym. Am I just blasting through my reps, or am I really aware of bracing and breathing and moving the dumbbell in the correct plane of motion that I need to be moving it in? Awareness is everything. Everything, any change that you want to make has to start with you being brutally honest and aware of what you are currently doing, and not trying to justify little things that will add up over time, like all these nibbles and all these, I'm going out, I'm not tracking, blah, 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 things like that. You've got to bring it all back to, this is my goal. I want to lose weight. I understand it's going to be a journey full of ups and downs and flat lines, and you just keep going. Because I'll tell you this, I've had clients where we've never had to lower their calories, ever, because they've been so consistent with doing what they're supposed to do. That's not the same for everybody, but you will not have to lower your calories as much as you think. You just won't. So instead of looking to lower your calories right at the first sign of a plateau, give yourself this 30-day challenge. Make it 3 weeks if you don't want to go 30 days. And again, let's summarize what this challenge is. 30 days, 100% consistent with hitting your calories, with hitting your protein. And then if you have no weight loss, zero, not even a little bit. If you have a little bit, doesn't count. No weight loss whatsoever and no measurement change whatsoever, then you can lower your calories to 11.5, goal weight times 11.5. And you stay there and you start nailing that. And that might be what some of you need. I mean, you might be some of those people that need to lower their calories to 11.5. But don't shortchange yourself and lower it too soon. Because remember here, and this is the big takeaway, the object of being in a calorie deficit is to eat as much as you possibly can while maintaining a deficit. It doesn't mean that you have to eat lettuce and chicken and broccoli and that's it and just barely survive. You want to eat as much as you can. So you want to eat foods that are higher in volume, lower in calorie, that are going to fill you up. You can actually, if you sit down and plan it well enough, you can really eat a lot of food for a few amount of calories, but you have to figure that piece out. When you focus on that and less on, you know, oh my gosh, I didn't lose any weight for the past week. I must need to lower my calories. When, you know, focus on what you can do to get better at what you're doing now, because chances are that the answer to your situation, to your problem, is that you haven't been consistent with what you were doing at the beginning. I think that's pretty much it. Try to get back to that level of consistency that you were at when you first started, because I think that is probably going to get you moving quicker than anything else. So again, 30-day challenge, no weight loss, no measurement changes. Then and only then do you lower your calories to 11.5. But even before that, if you start focusing more on how you can improve what you're doing, how you can improve your consistency, the weight loss is going to follow. I guarantee you that. You know, ask yourself this question right now. What is one area of nutrition that I can improve upon right now? We all have them. I guarantee you. Mine, one area I could improve upon is I can be a nibbler, and I catch myself standing up, going over to our cabinet where all the little nibbly foods are, and opening the door, and I have to stop myself. And I say, what are you doing? You're not hungry. It's boredom, it's habit, it's whatever. That's an area I strive to improve upon. And I have improved greatly. And one little trick I've done for that, if you fall into this category with me, when I go to that cabinet, literally I stop and I ask myself, wait a minute, are you hungry? And the answer is almost always no. I'm not hungry. I'm probably bored, right? So what that does is it brings what was a subconscious thing. I was just getting up and doing it. It was mindless. I wasn't even thinking about it. That mindless thing is now conscious. It's now, because I asked myself this question, it's almost like I snapped out of it, right? So now from that second on, after I asked myself that question, from that moment on, it is now a conscious decision what I do next. And that's a game changer, because now I'm going to consciously decide to have that little nibble or snack, or I'm going to sit back down and I'm going, I don't need that. I'm not hungry. It's a game changer when it's not mindless anymore. And that's how I do it. But this is one example. This is an area I need to improve upon. We, like I said, we all have them. So ask yourself that question. What is an area of nutrition I can improve upon? And start focusing on getting better with that. Because when you start focusing on that, like I said, you start focusing on the process, your role, what you can do to improve, the outcome will follow. The perceived plateau will no longer be there. Your weight loss will continue. Things like that. That's what this boils down to. How we can improve what we are doing. Because honestly, that's what we can control, right? That is the one thing we have control over, is our own actions. So let's take our focus to our own actions and less on what that little square box that we stand on in our bathroom. Let's stop focusing on what that says and focus on what we can do to get better. I hope this has helped you. If you have any questions, always feel free to reach out. And if you would ever want to join us in the inner circle, you can go to sfinnercircle.com. You can read all about what we do there. And if you want to join, you can join from there. We would love to have you. But as always, thank you for being here. I appreciate this. I'm going to be trying to get more podcasts out regularly. That is a goal I have set for myself. And I appreciate all your positive feedback. If you can give this podcast a 5-star review, I would certainly appreciate it. That will help get it out to more and more people. Thank you all so much and have a great day.